We're here. The Detroit Lions are going to take on the Los Angeles Rams Sunday night primetime. Here at All Lions, we're going to break it all down on this episode of the Bang the Table podcast. I'm the doc, John Macaroon. As you can tell, excited on this Monday to talk about the game that everybody's been waiting for. The script writers made it happen. Everybody knew that the Detroit Lions eventually were going to face off against Matthew Stafford at Ford Field. Here we are after a 12-5 regular season and the Rams holding up their end of the bargain by going out and defeating the 49ers, who are resting a couple players but still handling business. The Rams resting starters still were able to defeat the San Francisco 49ers. I'm shocked. I literally was thinking that the Rams were intentionally trying to avoid the Detroit Lions, but they held on. They were able to handle business, finish their season strong. Now they're coming in to Ford Field, and there's so much to talk about. How can you be in a situation? How can you look at this contest and not be excited? How can you look at all the narratives that are going to surround this game on the field and away from the field and have any complaints? I don't understand. I think that from the moment it was announced till now, recording this podcast episode and looking at all the coverage surrounding it regarding when the game's going to take place, all the pomp and circumstance, all the talk surrounding Matthew Stafford returning to Ford Field, Jared Goff facing off against his old team, two coaches battling, two offensive minds going to battle the Rams offense against the Lions secondary, the concerns, the legitimate concerns that Lions fans should have in this contest, whether they're going to win in advance. I think there's so much to talk about that I can't understand anybody that would be less than thrilled, excited to be talking about this. I think that the Detroit Lions, first and foremost, deserve credit for their 12-5 season. That is no easy feat to go through an 18-week schedule, a bye week, and to play 17 NFL games and to win 12 of them. I mean, it's been a joy, and I can't wait to, at the end of the season, when all this and all the chaos and the nonstop news, when it slows down, to be able to recap what it was like to cover this football team and to be part of a media group that covered the team that was a part of a winning team for once. I think that, you know, in my five-year stint there, it was not all that fruitful in terms of the win-loss column. This year, it's all changed. The Detroit Lions are now a serious contender in the NFC. Number 3 seed in the NFC. You could argue that officials obviously could have cost them the number 2 seed, but in the end, you are one of the top 5 teams in the NFC and a top 10 overall NFL football team. And now is the time when all the work that's been done with the roster, developing players, having players on the practice squad develop throughout the year, all the work that's been done with the coaching staff, now's the time to see how it pays off. And I just think that when you look at it, now's the time that, of course, the players have to step up. And we're going to do a lot this week at All Lions, breaking down, obviously, the game, the Lions offense, the Rams defense, the Rams offense led by Matthew Stafford, the coaches, special teams. We're going to take a look at it all. And you look at it, you have to. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be an exciting contest when you look at these two teams. But for me, outside of the players, what's going to happen on the field? This is the week that the Lions coaching staff, led by Dan Campbell, offensive coordinator Ben Johnson, defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn, special teams coordinator Dave Phipp, those four individuals have to step it up this week. And I think that many people have looked at and evaluated Dan Campbell over the course of the last 3 years, and they're upset a little bit regarding a couple ways in which he coaches, his aggressiveness, and obviously the decision that he made to play starters. And that's where we're going to start today, is what do I think about the decision that Dan Campbell made to play his starters and not rest? Even though, look, here's how I look at it. Am I terribly angry and frustrated that Sam Laporta got hurt? Yeah, it's disappointing. Yeah, it's very unfortunate. I mean, Dan Campbell said he prayed that nobody on the Lions got hurt. That's the level of care and dedication that he has to his players. And what a respectful comment. What a thing to come out and say that, you know, obviously a competitor, somebody that's looking at the needs of the team and the players. And I think that's why he's among the most popular coaches in the National Football League. But I look at it like this. Did the Lions realistically have a chance at the number two seed? My answer is no. And I think Dan Campbell and his coaching staff should have looked at, you know, really the realistic odds. Because people will say, well, if you didn't rest your starters or if you had a lot of players out and the Commanders and the Giants would have both won, then you're going to have egg on your face. You know, football at times, there are such things as calculated risks. I think realistically, Dan Campbell and his coaching staff, who are some of the brightest minds in the league, would have guessed that they were not going to have it fall perfectly. But here's the part that's not the perfect science. Would the decision have been made had Dan Campbell decided to rest players to rest Sam Laporta? Maybe. I think that the four candidates that you would have obviously made the decision to rest would have been Jared Goff, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Aiden Hutchinson, Sam Laporta. If you were to do it, you would have rested those four players. And I understand the argument, hey, you have to field a team, but here's the thinking pattern that I think is probably correct and something that this football team needed. They didn't lose a single. This season, all throughout 2023, there were no back-to-back losses. And when you say change the culture, what does that mean? It means wins. It means experiencing winning at the highest level more often than not, 12 wins as opposed to 11. And I think the value that the Lions gained by winning and having the confidence of being 12-5, I think outweighed the injury risk. And I know people will say, well, Sam Laporta is a key. But guys, in the past, had this injury happened to Sam Laporta, I would have said, oh, it's devastating. This team has no chance. But you realize the makeup of this football team, there are guys that can come in and step in and fill the production that Sam Laporta had. I think that when you look at it, yeah, there's an opportunity maybe to go out and get a free agent, somebody that the Lions are familiar with. But at the same time, I think the Lions have enough offensively. When you look at the two running back weapons, when you look at Amon-Ra St. Brown, you look at the opportunity to have Jamison Williams now step up. And, you know, the injury to Khalif Raymond definitely stings and is going to impact special teams. But you can't fault Dan Campbell for making that decision. Now, could I have argued the other side? Of course. I would not have been upset had the Lions just said, okay, we're going to rest four people and just not worry about heading into the postseason losing two games in a row. But at the same time, now you look at analytics and you also realize, for those that don't know, teams that rest players that head into the postseason have less than 50% chance of winning. Whereas those that play have a much greater chance to end up winning in the first round based on the analytical model and the percentages. So you look at that, I think probably those are the numbers they looked at and said, you know what? Our football team needs to be sharp. Our football team needs to be playing at a high level. Our football team needs to be feeling success and going into the postseason riding on a high. So you can't blame Dan Campbell. I know, I definitely understand the frustration that Sam Laporta got hurt, the frustration that Khalif Raymond got hurt, seeing 97 step on Amon-Ra St. Brown, the panic and fear and worry that people had. But guys, I think at this point, when your football coach has done what he's done over the last stretch of 18 months, it's time to let Dan Campbell cook. It's time to trust his decisions in regards to the roster, handling the football team, and really, at the same time, take a look at, you know, obviously his coaching decisions. I think it's fair to examine his aggressiveness and the decisions that he's going to make. But right now it's important. This is the time where Dan Campbell and his coaches have to step up. They cannot make those mistakes in a playoff game. And I expect Dan Campbell to rise to the occasion. He's been through this. I would be surprised if Dan Campbell's out of pocket in the playoff game where you think he should go for a field goal, but he doesn't, or you think that a fourth down decision on his own, I don't think he's going to make a fourth down decisions on his own side of the football field. There's such a thing as regular season decisions, and there's such things as postseason decisions. And I think Dan Campbell will be aggressive. on the plus side of the field. I think that, yes, they will go for it on fourth down. I think they'll definitely understand what Michael Badgley's range is, and they'll go for it more. But I don't think that if they're on the, you know, 12-yard line in a close game that they're just going to go for it. I think there will be opportunity at times to take points. And that's why I think at this point in time, yes, you're going to have some opinions, and you should have opinions on some of the things that Dan Campbell does. But I think that Campbell and his coaching staff has, they've earned the benefit of the doubt, realizing, okay, how they handled the rest playing starters situation. I think that, yeah, they should have known. I mean, I would have personally, if it was me, I would have just rested the starters and guaranteed that everybody that I have gives me the best chance. But knowing this roster, knowing what you have in regards to the talent all over the field, you got to take the gamble. And they took a calculated risk, and unfortunately, they came up with an injury. Like I said, I would have not done that. I would have rested the starters. I would have said, okay, the chances of us moving up to number two are pretty slim. I think that was, you know, like I said, it was 3% heading into the game. So it was a long shot. But at the same token, if you're Dan Campbell, you can't really send the signal to your team that, you know, you can't send the signal that, hey, you know, we're going to take any game lightly at this point with where that football team is. It's still building a culture of winning. Now, in a few years, maybe this football team will get to the point where they consistently win 10, 11 games, and you can start the concept of, hey, maybe considering resting starters if you have a number one or number two seed. But right now, I think Dan Campbell did the right thing, and it's unfortunate. Hopefully, we'll learn news that maybe Sam Laporta is only going to miss one game. It's probably unlikely. I think that it's just going to be a situation in which you got to really rely now on your top offensive weapons. And Dan Campbell will put this football team, have them ready to compete at a high level. So now it's the Rams. Now it's, okay, what's your confidence level? I'm sensing early on a little bit of nervousness, and I think it stems from the defense. I think that the confidence level that people have in the secondary being able to stop top wideouts has kind of put a little bit of fear, knowing that the quarterback that is leading the Rams is Matthew Stafford. And you've seen the comebacks, you've seen the gunslinger, you've seen the guy that can carry a football team offensively at times, fling the football all over, can make any throw, and has taken a top duo at wideout and really made some plays. Nacua and Kupp, it's going to be tough, but I look at it like, do I have a lot of confidence that the secondary is going to make it totally shut down Matthew Stafford? No. But I think what they've showed over the stretch of time is when they step up and they play at a high level, when they pressure the quarterback, they're opportunistic and they can force a couple turnovers. So in essence, it's a bend, don't break. There's going to be plays given up. You saw that the Lions were 12-5, giving up so many big plays to top wideouts. Why? Because in crunch time, they were able to, in the red zone, when teams started to end up in the Lions side of the field, that plays were made. And I think that's what's going to happen. I think Matthew Stafford will have a decent game. He'll have his stats padded, per se. I think he'll have some numbers. But at the same time, I'm fully expecting a couple turnovers. Starting off, Matthew Stafford should give the Lions the football, give them an opportunity. He's a gunslinger. The Brett Favre mentality. He's going to try to throw the football into tight windows. And you got Kirby Joseph, CeeDee Deuce returning. You got Brian Branch, who's opportunistic. These players have been put in positions to make plays. So I think that, yes, Nacua and Cooper Kupp are going to make plays. You're going to see explosive plays. But at the same time, you're going to see pressure from Aiden Hutchinson. You're going to see Matthew Stafford have the pocket collapsed, have his time limited. I have some confidence that the defense will make some plays. It's not a defense that, it's not the, you know, Aaron Glenn has been direct. It's not the 85 Bears. It's not the Ravens. It's not just shut them down. It's not the Jets. I would be shocked if the Detroit Lions defense completely shut down the Los Angeles Rams. So it's something that I believe when you look at this football team, the Detroit Lions offense is going to carry the load. That's where the money situation's at. Jared Goff doing his thing. Jared Goff being able to go out there and play at a high level. Amon-Ra St. Brown, riding the emotion of being snubbed from the Pro Bowl. You guys are seeing live right in front of you the emergence of Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. You saw that the run game in the offensive line has started to gel. And relatively speaking, the offensive line is healthy going into the postseason. And the biggest factor of them all, like we've said, Dan Campbell and the coaching staff are going to step up. They're going to put this team in the right position. The Lions have offensive weapons with an opportunistic defense. I think I'm a little bit surprised at the fear. I think that your fandom of Matthew Stafford has clouded your judgment, and believing that Matthew Stafford can single-handedly with a couple offensive weapons take down the Lions. I think the Lions team is better than the Rams. And here's something too. I think Dan Campbell's a better coach than McVay. At times you see it when you turn on the film. McVay is risk averse. He'll punt the ball. He's not as aggressive as Dan Campbell. And I think that in those key moments, I think that Sean McVay, potentially speaking, could do some things that will cost the Rams. I think the Detroit Lions have a clear coaching advantage, and I think they have the talent advantage. And the final piece of the puzzle, which is going to make this absolutely spectacular, is the crowd at Ford Field. That's good for at least a couple of false start penalties. That's good for opportunities to disrupt what the Rams are doing when they're on the field offensively. I think the confidence level should be high going into this game. I feel like when you look at it with Jared Goff, his motivation, I mean, in and of itself, that should be the most motivated individual out there on the field. Matthew Stafford is going to be full of emotion coming back to Detroit. I'll be hoping that the crowd boos him, but you know, I can understand if the love fest is there and things like that. But you got to remember, he's coming to town to put the dagger in the Lions' playoff hopes. So for me, boo Matthew Stafford. Be loud as possible when Matthew Stafford is out there on the field. Make yourself known. I think the Sunday night primetime is perfect for the Lions to go out there and shine and play at their highest level. I'm a little bit surprised at the early reaction being fear that Matthew Stafford's going to come in and dominate and take away all the hopes. I think the fear of being disappointed, the fear of not winning, has overshadowed the hope that this football team can do well. So going into this game, I'm supremely confident that this football team knows that this is one of their biggest goals. One playoff win. Get the first monkey off your back to change the culture. You don't want to hear one playoff win since, the 50s. You don't want to hear that anymore. You want to build a culture of winning. And everybody's going to have to step up. And I think now having an injury, that further will galvanize this football team. Everybody will rally together. Everybody knows that in the postseason, everything is ratcheted up. Primetime game. Where's everybody shined this season for the Lions? In primetime. And I would be utterly shocked if the officials play a part negatively when the team's at Ford Field. So you would expect that the Lions will benefit a little bit and have an opportunity. Why? The script has to be Lions-Cowboys too. It has to be. The Lions winning this football game is in the best interest of the league. So I'm not sensing today, at least on Monday, maybe when you start digging into the numbers more deeply, obviously having just watched a couple Rams games this morning, I'm not impressed. I think that it's a good football team, but it's not like it was before. They've been kind of, hit by having a good football team and having some talented people leave. So yes, you have to worry about stopping the talented wideouts in Matthew Stafford, but you don't think a week preparation, you don't think that's been done already? The Lions have done their preparation. They know what's going on. They'll have it perfectly ready. They'll have a game plan that will have this football team ready to win. And I truly believe that the Detroit Lions are going to be a football team that are going to be poised and ready to handle their business. I'm supremely confident. I think that the league and everybody wants to see the Lions and the Cowboys rematch. I think that would be spectacular in the divisional round. The wildcard round is to shed old bad habits, is to shed old narratives and to start anew. That's what this is going to prove. The crowd at Ford Field, the Lions, I think that people need to also, yes, the Lions have warts. They have things that they're going to work on and get better at, but they still got an opportunity now. An X factor, James Houston. I just think that when you see Matthew Stafford, if there was a different quarterback for the Rams, I would be much more concerned. But the Rams have a quarterback that's not that mobile. Yeah, he's athletic and he can make any kind of throw. But if you collapse the pocket and hopefully James Houston's able to step foot on the field, that just makes Aiden Hutchinson so much better. He's coming off a performance where he was more dominant. He's in the zone. I feel like the confidence level should be so much higher for this football team. It just feels like a collection. It just feels like they've done all the work needed to pass the final exam. And this is one of them. This is one of the first tests. And I think that this football team, Dan Campbell said it, the work has been done, winners win. 12-5. I think that I'm hoping if the Lions end up, if you ask me what I hope it's a 35-34 game up and down. And I'm hoping that the Lions are up by one. Stafford has the ball with 2 minutes left and he throws an interception. That's what I'm hoping for. An entertaining game where Matthew Stafford cost the Rams is what I'm hoping for. So we'll see what happens. I think the crowd is going to be crazy. It's unfortunate the ticket prices in the second hand and everything like that. You guys got to pay out your ass to get into Ford Field. I don't think the all the stuff that you're hearing, yeah, you know, obviously the joy of watching a playoff game, but individually speaking, $600 plus just to get in the door, whew, it's coming off the heels of Michigan having a deep run. It's going to be costly for supporters, if you're a supporter of Michigan and the Lions. But in the end, I just think that this is an opportunity that the Lions are going to fully take advantage of. I just can't believe that some people would look at some of the narratives being talked about and be down about it. I think I'm going to have the biggest smile on my face for the whole week. All the content, all the information, all the debates that sports fans have. This is what you live for as a sports fan, is to say some of the storylines are going to close some subjects. Who was right? Was Sean McVay right to move on? Can the Lions be led by Jared Goff, which will also lend credence to a decision regarding his contract? We'll get some answers. If Goff throws 2-3 picks and fumbles, you recognize you have a clue in regards to, hey, extension off the table, just write out his contract. You recognize, okay, were the Jahmyr Gibbs selection with Jack Campbell warranted? Now's the time because, hey, if the defensive line doesn't show up, what do you think people are going to talk about? The draft picks. So we're going to have some answers. Now the answers to some of these questions can truly be revealed, not just talked about when it suits your narrative and your opinion. Now we'll get the answers. We'll get the real answers regarding where this team is at. Are they ready? Are they pretenders or are they contenders? And to have that opportunity to have these answers is invaluable. And for once, I feel confidence that the way in which the story is going to align is going to favor the Lions. Could be wrong. Rams could be special team playing their best football. Could happen. Mistakes happen. But heading into the game, I'm not so certain why the skepticism is so high surrounding this football game. I think it's great. I think that the Lions fans have been waiting for this. It's a 12-5 football team with a lot of strengths. And we'll focus on, like I said, all these things all week at All Lions. We are going to focus on the challenges that the Lions have, what it's going to take to win this football game. But don't shy away from the narratives. Dive into it. It's what makes sports exciting. Ask the questions. Debate. Be respectful. But don't shy away from the debates. That's what makes this fun. That's what makes it, you know, when later on tonight I'm going to go watch the Michigan game with the fellas, we're going to talk junk. We're going to talk junk about the Rams and see about the Lions and see what they're about. You know, talking about what they think again, rehash the Stafford stuff, where they're at emotionally. There should be a varying degree of opinions. That's what makes sports special and fun, is the opportunity to kind of get some of these answers and debate and relive some of the memories that Stafford gave you supporters and some of the things that made it difficult, because the organizations are intertwined. Brad Holmes came from the Rams and he's learned lessons from that organization. And you recognize that your starting quarterback, Jared Goff, came from that situation and he was put aside by Sean McVay. So there are so many great storylines to look at that there's just so much in regards to the meaning of this game, what the outcome means, what the meaning is for the players involved. So much to talk about, and I think it's important. And I think that in the way in which the NFL goes, it couldn't have gone any better. The Lions are taking on the Rams, and we're going to get some answers on Dan Campbell. How does he perform when the lights are the brightest. I think the one thing, though, that would concern me, the kicking game, the most, Badgley missing another extra point, bad snap. It hasn't been confident. It hasn't given a lot of people confidence throughout the whole year. So I'm concerned for sure about the kicking game and special teams now that Khalif Raymond is no longer is potentially going to miss this game. But in the end, I think the Lions win. Facts. I think the Lions here starting the week on the All Lions podcast, be confident. The Lions are going to win. Why? The guy on the other side of the field is Matthew Stafford. You're going to get some interceptions. You're going to get some turnovers. He's going to give you the football. He's going to make the key mistake. It's going to happen. This football team is good enough to win the first round of the playoffs. Wild card round goes to the Lions. That's how I feel. I'm the Doc, John McAroon. Stay tuned. Please visit All Lions. Highlights, analysis, NFL video is allowed on our site. Highlights from all the pundits that talk, Good Morning Football, all the shows that talk about the Lions. There's video footage from Inside Allen Park as well, from what the players are saying. The content from the inside from the insiders are there. So we got videos, highlights, analysis, podcast, video, anything at all that you would want to enjoy NFL content in regards to the Lions we have at All Lions. Visit si.com/NFL/Lions. This has been the Bang the Table podcast. I'm John McAroon. We'll check back in later on in this week and give more as more information comes out regarding who's going to be available and who's not. I can't wait. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in.